Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. High-level talks taking place in Europe on a deal to end the Russia-Ukraine war. Secretary of State Marco Rubio saying the U.S. could step back if progress isn't made.
This was surprisingly blunt from Marco Rubio. The Secretary of State has been in Paris for meetings with European leaders about a deal to stop the war in Ukraine. He told reporters, we need to determine very quickly now, and I'm talking about in a matter of days, whether or not this is doable. He said, if it's not going to happen, then, quote, we are just going to move on.
ABC's James Longman. A federal judge blocked the Trump administration from carrying out mass firings at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. More than 1,400 employees were set to be laid off tonight. In New York, a judge denied a request by rapper Sean Combs to delay his criminal sex trafficking trial for 2 months to prepare. It's set to begin next month. In what's become a tradition in suburban Detroit, a helicopter dropped marshmallow treats for kids. They turned them in for prizes. This is ABC News. A prison inmate who escaped a central California prison last year is back in custody. The convicted killer murderer was caught in Mexico.
Escaped killer Cesar Hernandez somehow was able to run away from prison guards while at a courthouse near Fresno last December. While on the run, he allegedly killed Mexican police officer Abigail Reyes during an attempt to arrest him. But on Thursday night, he was captured unarmed near Tijuana. Hernandez was sentenced to life in prison in 2019 for murder in L.A. It's unclear if Mexico will hand him over to the U.S. or try him for the murder of the police officer while he was on the run. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A wild mix of weather across the U.S. this Easter holiday weekend that could disrupt travel plans. Storms moving across the Midwest today with possible hail and tornadoes. And in the South, extreme fire danger returning. Residents in Colorado getting hammered with snow. The Rockies postponing today's game. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Got a fender bender? Don't let your insurance company steer you in the wrong direction. You get to choose where your vehicle is repaired. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green, where craftsmanship meets value with a reputation for award-winning work and rates that make sense. Classic Auto Body delivers repairs you can trust. Call 588-7399 or stop by on Highway 14 in Spring Green. That's Classic Auto Body, home of the legendary Ring Brothers. Your car deserves the best.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
Forecast for tonight, calling for temperatures down to around 40 for a low, northwest winds 5 to 12, and a few showers possible early. Otherwise, though, partly cloudy. Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, highs of 57, northwest winds of around 10. Saturday night, lows in the mid-30s and partly cloudy. And cloudy Sunday, with rain moving in around midday, highs of 53. Winds are out of the northeast at 5, and we are at 58 degrees.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
WRCO 100.9.
It's time for another Town Taxi Triple Play. Keeping RC on the move with commercial-free music. Call 647-3114 to schedule a ride today.
It is time for the Triple Play, thanks to Town Taxi. Well, first off, want to mention that today is National Clean Out Your Medicine Cabinet Day. It is Good Friday. It's National Animal Crackers Day and National Exercise Day. So how about a triple play of songs that you can really move to maybe do a little exercising?
South Alabama, her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. I was thinking that a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might lead. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? What was I thinking? By the county line, the cops were nipping on our heels. Pulled off the road and kicked it in four wheels. Shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster. Took the dirt road, had the radio blasting. Hit the honky-tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there. To kill tattoo, tried to cut in, I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a 2:30. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? She gave a come and get me grin, and like a bullet we were gone again. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there.
All up and moved you to the south, back to U-Haul, crossing one tree yard to a tin roof shotgun house. You didn't know nobody, didn't talk too much, had a rocking little body with a Yankee strut, a little shy side, a little wild side, with your long blonde hair all pulled up. You got in with some Southern bells, cut your jeans off with a rebel yell, learned the talk of the Bible Belt. Now girl, I knelt in you M-O-V-E. I love it, yeah, I love it when you get that beat. Boots on, stomp your feet. It's like you've been waiting on me to move like you do. All sexy and smooth, like you love to. Oh, girl, look at you. Legs and your hips, live old moonlit. When that song
the southern sky. Buzz of the fire and ice. DJ plays that throwback tune that I can't move when you move. It's like there's something in the air that turns you wild when a country song is way up loud and the sun goes down. Right about then you lock eyes on me. You got me where you want me, where I want to be. All up in the middle of your left and right, your side to side. Yeah, you're right on time when you're M-O-V-E. I love it, yeah, I love it when you get that beat. Boots on, stomp your feet. It's like you've been waiting all week to move like you do. All sexy and smooth like you love to.
Come
Jackson Dean, Don't Come Looking. Before that, Luke Bryan and Dierks Bentley, all with some tunes to get you moving and maybe help you out with that workout today. It is National Workout Day. Hopefully the Brewers are all nice and worked out and ready to go when they take to the field later on this evening. It'll be a home game against the Athletics with a 7:10 first pitch time over on WRCE. But this has been your Town Taxi Triple Play.
Hey, it's Tony with Town Taxi. You know, there's nearly 100 taxi rides given at Richland Center every day, and almost 80% of those are senior or disabled residents of our beloved community trying to live their best life and paying out of pocket for transportation, and many insurances don't cover it. That's why we created the Town Taxi Free Ride Fund, offering free local healthcare transportation to those in need and allowing them the freedom to spend their own money on more enjoyable things like the hair salon, attending local events, or even just a shopping trip. At Town Taxi, we go the extra mile for a smile, serving Richland Center and all its surrounding communities. Call today to see how you or your organization can help at 647-3114. Town Taxi. Shop local. Ride local.
Hey there, I'm Jack.
And I'm Stag.
We're just two deer that want to make sure you know it's deer season at your authorized John Deere dealer. The deer season that saves bucks. You know, like us?
Yeah, you can get $3,000 off select John Deere machines now through June 2nd.
Saving bucks is easy. You just have to get in the seat.
Conditions apply.
Visit Slama Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston, or Reedsburg today. Or you can find them online at slamaequipment.com.
Las comunidades fuertes comienzan con hogares fuertes. Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin, stronger communities start with strong homes. Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is working to revitalize neighborhoods through housing support, community programs, and financial resources. We're committed to making our communities a better place to live, work, and grow. Join us in building a brighter future. Call 608-647-4949 today.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want, too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Gary here.
Yep, we get exclusive deals like $1,200 off any phone plus $500 off any tablet. It's a celebration so big, it feels like they wrote a hype song just for me.
Yeah, and it would be like, go Gary, go Gary, U.S. Cellular, love Gary.
I'm cool with just the music.
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Customers can get $1,200 off any phone plus $500 off any tablet. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Now more than ever, it is important to keep your home safe. Did you know that most people who misuse prescription drugs got them from the medicine cabinet of a friend or family member? National Drug Takeback Day is Saturday, April 26th, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Richland Center Police Department, 470 South Main Street in Richland Center. This is a perfect time to get rid of old and unused medications. You can safely dispose of those medications at one of the four permanent medication drop box locations located at Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland Center Municipal Building, Center Pharmacy in Richland Center, and the Viola Village Hall. If you do not have access to one of those locations, don't worry. Just put wet coffee grounds or wet kitty litter into a plastic bag. Mix in the medication, seal it up, and throw it into your household trash. It's that simple. This is one crisis we have the power to control. This message is sponsored by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
Crawford County is proud to host the 78th Ellis and Dairyland Finals, May 15th through the 17th. Experience a weekend celebrating our state's rich agricultural heritage. Friday night is a Wisconsin product showcase in Gay's Mills. The excitement culminates Saturday with a dinner at the historic Dousman House, followed by the selection of the 78th Ellis and Dairyland at the Prairie du Chien Performing Area Arts Center. Learn more and get your tickets now at AliceandDairyland.com. Celebrate Wisconsin agriculture with us in Crawford County.
100.9 WRCO. Always
Star, you love that black C-71 more than you love me. Mama always told me boys like you would run. Not for keeps. You called me up to tell me you were working late. But I heard right now you're dancing with a little Miss Jane. Bird's been talking up on the wire, spilling your secrets all over this town. You and her back road pulling on others. Did you really think that I wouldn't find out? Oh, so I found a little gas in a small red can. Oh, last drunk match flying out of my hand. Liar, liar, truck on fire. Flames rolling off of your Goodyear tires. Burn, burn, you're gonna learn. Never should have put your lips on her. Should have known from the way that you never left your phone. Sitting by the bed, or the way that you laughed it off when I was catching on. Said it was in my head. Did you think that I wouldn't smell that cheap perfume? You'll have to find a new. That I miss them.
And I can't wait to get back home. But until then, I'll serve my country and be proud to wear this uniform. God's given us, if we could only understand, everything is in His hands. All we need is a little faith and trust. I want you to know it ain't too high a price to pay if I die before. If I die before you wake.
People like me never went to college, except parties I was playing for the Sigma Kappa ladies on Friday nights. So I spent a lot of weekends with some future doctor's girlfriend. And I've learned there's people who don't like people like me. People like me don't get the big promotion, seem like the gene that puts a filter in between our brain and mouth. We don't smile and say yes when everybody knows it's BS. And I've learned there's people who don't like people like me. People like me living hard, loving fast, check the check, milk and gas in the truck, head to town, little love, lost and found. Time to waste at Sammy's place. We all say, hey, come on in and grab a seat. It sure feels good to be with people like me. People like me been told your name to grow up. See, there's more to life than cars, pretty women and guitars. I say, like what? I love God and country. I do what they ask of me. And I've learned there's people who don't like people like me. Living hard, loving fast, check to check, milk and gas in the truck, head to town, little love lost and found. Time to waste at Sammy's place. We all say, hey, come on in and grab a seat. It sure feels good to be with people like me. For my friends and the girls, just walk in, jukebox plays, what's your name? We all say, hey, come on in and grab a seat. It sure feels good to be with people like me. People like me. Hard, loving fast, check to check, milk and gas, cranking up, kicking back. Made me laugh in the truck, head to town. Little luck lost and found. Jukebox plays, what's your name? We all say, hey, people like me.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At Dulles Airport outside D.C., Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen arriving after his trip to El Salvador and meeting with Kilmar Abrego-Garcia, the man mistakenly deported by the Trump administration. Now the White House says they cannot return him despite U.S. court orders.
As the federal courts have said, we need to bring Mr. Abrego-Garcia home to protect his constitutional rights to due process.
President Trump criticizing Van Hollen for going to El Salvador and called Abrego-Garcia a violent man and pointed to a restraining order filed earlier by his wife. She tells ABC News her husband is not a member of a gang and they worked out their issues. Police still don't have a motive, they say, following yesterday's shooting at Florida State University that left two dead and six others injured. At the Rome Coliseum today, Christians participating in the Way of the Cross procession, part of the somber services marking Good Friday. This is ABC News.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. There's high school softball this afternoon at River Valley. The Blackhawks are playing host to Stoughton. Stoughton is coached by River Valley graduate Cassie Paulson-Bondi.
Gene and I kind of started talking about getting that non-conference thing going when I took over as head coach. So, that was 5 years ago. We came out there a couple times. They've been here a couple times. Last year, I finally got that first win against her, so that was kind of special too. I remember going out to the outfield talking to my girls and I just said thank you. Like, this was, you know, it's kind of that check off my bucket list as a head coach.
Former player Cassie Paulson-Bondi taking her team to River Valley to play against her former coach Jane Briel today at 5 o'clock. The Brewers get back to action tonight. Freddy Peralta will be on the mound as the Athletics arrive at American Family Field for a weekend series. The league says several NFL players from Wisconsin will be announcing draft selections next week. Packer legends Mason Crosby, Amon Green, James Jones, Clay Matthews, and Jordy Nelson will be a part of the opening ceremony Thursday. NFL legends like former Packers Jerry Kramer and David Robinson will have roles, along with former Wisconsin Badgers Alec Ingold of the Dolphins and Jonathan Taylor of the Colts. Nearly 20 players and former players with Wisconsin connections will be present during next weekend's NFL draft in Green Bay. Courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters, I am Phil Nee.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 647-5500.
Your forecast tonight calls for lows of 40, northwest winds 5 to 10, mostly cloudy with scattered showers. Saturday, partly sunny, highs of 58, northwest winds of around 10. Saturday night, clear with lows of 35 and increasing clouds Sunday, rain arriving in the afternoon and highs of 53. It's a cloudy 57 degrees, west winds are at 3. And the barometer is at 29.70 as it rises, and in total, we've received an inch of rainfall. Again, it is 57 degrees.
say, hey, mom, I made it.
I'll never find my way. searching for sunlight. The nights grow long, praying for a rainbow, some magic in a song. Shed another tear for all that it's worth. Pour another drink, I guess it won't.
I wouldn't mind seeing a little daylight through those clouds, but doesn't look like it'll be anytime soon today. Tomorrow, though, free milk and cheese will be available as it is held or given away the third Saturday of each month from 9:30 until gone at Park Street Christian Church. They do ask, though, that you use the Seminary Street entrance. Right now, it's time for the Paul Harvey Program, sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 135 years with care and tradition from their on-site crematory to personalized pre-arrangements and community spaces. They're here for you.
Now, the rest of the story. It's Wednesday evening, December 20, 1978. You're standing in the street outside Methodist Hospital in Houston, Texas, when you see two solidly built men walking toward the hospital's entrance. Both are dressed casually, unobtrusively, and one of them is carrying a baseball bat. The men are paying an unannounced visit to a patient in the hospital, a man they've never met and who's never met them, and the patient's name is Dan Pastorini. Yes, you know that name. Dan was quarterback for the Houston Oilers back then. And he was in the hospital recovering from the beating the Pittsburgh Steelers had just given him. Cracked ribs mainly, but a lot of punishment. And now here come two burly strangers with a baseball bat. How have they found him? How indeed the team is usually quiet about such matters and hospitals obliged. Sometimes not even the sports desk at the Houston Chronicle knows where an injured athlete is being treated. Anyway, those two fellows know Dan's there. They even know the floor and the room number. And now they're in the elevator, riding up to the fifth floor. And now they're walking down the corridor and into Dan's room, and Dan turns his head and he sees them, but before he can speak, one of the men does. "My name is Byron," he says. It's his companion with the baseball bat. Then Byron, whoever he is, tells the bedridden quarterback, "Watch this." Well, you know what? This Byron raises his arms in the air, and the man with the bat swings, sends it crashing into Byron's rib cage, but the bat bounces off. Byron has not even flinched. So Dan Pastorini, apparently astounded and feeling the ache in his own mending ribs, asks, "How come?" And Byron answers that he is wearing a military flak jacket. "Weighs only 7 ounces," he says. To which Dan says, "I want one of those." And Byron removes his and he says, "It's yours." Well, 4 days later, Christmas Eve, the Oilers tangled with the Miami Dolphins. Both quarterbacks were playing with cracked ribs. Bob Greasy could not connect with his passes. But Houston quarterback Dan Pastorini could and did. 20 of 29 for 306 yards. The Oilers won, of course, 17-9. And again on New Year's Eve, Dan Field marshaled his Houston team to victory, 31-14 over New England's Patriots. And, yes, he led the Oilers straight into the playoffs that season. That flak jacket put 5 more seasons on Dan Pastorini's NFL career, at least that's what they say. Because that December night in Houston's Methodist Hospital, he vowed never again to play without that miraculous lightweight body armor. You know, I'm told the NFL has no regulations about flak jackets or the like, and knowing what we know, it's hard to imagine why, but I'll tell you this much more. Dan Pastorini was sidelined in 1980, sidelined with an injury only 5 games into the season, and he was wearing that trusted memento of the night two strangers came to call. He was wearing his flak jacket, but his season was still over. Broken leg? Only now you know the rest of the story.
Celebrating the life of your loved one is a commitment all of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service take very seriously. I'm Nick Hodge. We have helped families since 1889 celebrate, honor, and remember the life of a loved one. Our promise to you is to provide service that allows you to be able to say goodbye while finding comfort and healing along the way. And we're available to answer your questions at any time at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
For those of us affected by the hailstorm recently, it can be a major pain. But Jones Chevrolet is here to help. We were affected just like lots of you were, so we're punching the accelerator to fix the damage caused to so many vehicles in Southwest Wisconsin. Call or stop by today to schedule your repair. We've got extra crews lined up so we can repair hail dings, glass damage, and paint damage. We will work with your insurance directly to get the claim paid for you, too. Jones Chevrolet Buick, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevy, find new roads.
Hi, Jamie Johnson here, the campus pastor at the Mission here in Richland Center. We'd like to invite you to the Community Easter Egg Hunt sponsored by the Mission and Crime Stoppers. The event will start at 10:30 a.m. this Saturday by the Killian Meyer Building at Crosscut Park. The kids will be released by ages and collect as many eggs as they want. They will turn those eggs in for a bag of candy, pick up items from Crime Stoppers, and a Culver's Scoopy chip. The Easter Bunny will also be there for a photo op as well. The Mission is also sponsoring a free movie at 3 p.m. at Center Cinema, which incidentally is the home of the Mission. It is the new King of Kings animation that is taking the country by storm this past week. We will pay for your ticket and you can enjoy the movie. Concessions will be available for purchase. So, 10:30 Easter Egg Hunt at Crosscut Park and free movie that afternoon at the home of the Mission at Center Cinema at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
100.9 WRCO.
Back when we were kids, and we all tried to ride like the Long Ranger did. Cowboy hat was something we seldom wore, 'cause we got our hats at the local feed store. There's no rodeo, but we have lots of cows, square metal barns full of tractors and plows, rows of crops as far as you can see. Now that's country to me. Board at the end of Main Street, and one coffee shop where the old people meet. There's two grocery stores, no shopping malls, fireworks on the 4th and a fair in the fall, picnic and fried chicken and sweet tea. Yeah, that's country to me. Stars, lightning bugs in mason jars, hanging laundry on the line to dry, blackberry cobbler, strawberry pie, waving at folks you don't even know, watching the corn and the children grow, the finest sunsets you'll ever see.
Michelle Franzen. At Dulles Airport outside D.C., Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen arriving after his trip to El Salvador and meeting with Kilmar Abrego-Garcia, the man mistakenly deported by the Trump administration. Now the White House says they cannot return him despite U.S. court orders.
As the federal courts have said, we need to bring Mr. Abrego-Garcia home to protect his constitutional rights to due process.
President Trump criticizing Van Hollen for going to El Salvador and called Abrego-Garcia a violent man and pointed to a restraining